Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump is campaigning on health care, announcing his intention to protect people with pre-existing conditions. NPR's Amy Held reports the provision, already secured by the Affordable Care Act, was part of executive orders that Trump signed yesterday.
Trump has long sought to abolish Obamacare. How he would replace it and its popular protections has been less clear. In a speech in North Carolina on Thursday, with fewer than 6 weeks to go before Election Day, Trump said his plan includes cheaper prescription drug prices and an end to surprise medical billing.
If we win, we will have a better and less expensive plan that will always protect individuals with pre-existing conditions. If we lose, what we have now is better than the original version of Obamacare by far.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden wants to expand the Affordable Care Act, which already bars insurance companies from denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions. Amy Held, NPR News.
The body of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in state today at the U.S. Capitol. NPR's Susan Davis says Ginsburg is the first woman to receive this honor.
Only two women have ever been formally honored in death in the U.S. Capitol. The first was civil rights icon Rosa Parks, a private citizen who lay in honor following her 2005 death. Lying in state is generally reserved for presidents and select public officials, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the first woman to do so. The first female Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, will speak at the ceremony. Members of Congress will be able to pay their respects throughout the morning. Ginsburg family will hold a private service next week at Arlington National Cemetery, where she will be buried next to her husband. Ginsburg will be the 14th justice buried there. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Tomorrow at the White House, President Trump plans to announce his nominee to succeed Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. Protests continued in Louisville on Thursday. Demonstrators are angry that a Kentucky grand jury did not bring homicide charges against three officers in the killing of Breonna Taylor. The black woman died in a botched raid on her apartment in March. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says he wants the state attorney general to release information about the shooting investigation.
I think we ought to let the people of Kentucky see all of that, evaluate, and come to the truth. I believe that it is fully appropriate to do at this point in time. I've been a prosecutor. I withheld judgment on that until we've reached this stage. But at this point, put it all online.
Breonna Taylor's family plans to hold a news conference later this morning to discuss the case. Meanwhile, racial justice protesters also turned out in other cities on Thursday. That included in New York City and Philadelphia. A group of demonstrators also turned out in Los Angeles, but LA police say someone in a car drove into the crowd and injured one person. This is NPR. A federal judge in California has ordered the Trump administration to continue counting people for the U.S. Census through the end of October. The administration was going to stop in September. Critics had sued, warning a shortened census taking could lead to an undercount, especially among people of color. The Justice Department plans to appeal. Heavy wind gusts and rain have hit the Oregon region where the massive holiday farm fire has been burning since Labor Day. Brian Bull of member station KLCC reports the weather is helping firefighters.
Gusts reached 40 miles per hour Wednesday, but officials say while the winds fanned flames and stirred up embers, nothing escaped the confines of the fire's edge. Tom Fields, the Oregon Department of Forestry, says that allowed responders to divert helicopters to a neighboring fire that started just to the south.
The wind didn't affect things too much, and we were able to support the firefighters on the ground and help the local fire departments in the area.
An inch of rain fell too, helping soak the flames. Most holiday farm fire evacuees are now returning home after nearly 3 weeks. Officials warn that ashes around their homes could contain asbestos or other harmful contaminants. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene.
Heavy rain from what was Tropical Storm Beta is now crawling over the Carolinas. The National Weather Service warns that the storms could trigger flash flooding in North and South Carolina today. The heavy cloud cover in the region will help keep temperatures cooler than normal. More remnants of the tropical storm will move to the mid-Atlantic states by tomorrow. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.